Today's share of the Dear Shem Mishnah Brura Yomi program is Daf Reish Tes Amud Aleph. We're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Brura, and we are beginning Simin Shin Nun Zayin, which deals with the halachos of a chotzer that is pachos mi arba amos, a yard that is smaller than 4 amos by 4 amos wide, and how you're supposed to dispose of waste in that yard. Before we go to the Mechaber, it might be worthwhile to start off with the Mishnah Brura in Sifkat Aleph, who gives a little introduction. And he begins, and he says, "Kalal hadvarim hanemarim b'simin zehu kach." The following are the rules of what we're going to learn in this simin. And he brings down, as the Shaar HaTzion, Oz Halev tells us from the Mogen Avraham, and Shaar HaChronim in the name of various poskim, and he says as follows, "Kalal hadvarim hanemarim b'simin zehu kach." These are the rules. Lefi sheshiru Chazal, because Chazal estimated, "Shekol adam hu tzorich lishtameis b'chol yom, sasayim mayim." A person requires each day for his own needs 2 saw worth of water. Saw is a certain volume, somewhere around the quart, and he needs 2 saw of fluid each day to take care of his needs. Lirchotz b'hem panav yodav araglav, to wash his face, his hands, and his feet. Ushar inyonim atzrichelo, and other usages of water for his bodily needs and cleaning needs. Ukvar noda, and it's well known that b'Shabbos, on Shabbos, also lishpoch mishus hayochid, lishus harabim lekarmelis. We all know that you can't take something from mishus hayochid and dispose of it into a rishus harabim or into a karmelis even. Rishus harabim would be nisa deraisa, karmelis would be nisa derabonin. Viderach kol odom, and the normal way they had in those days, they did not have pipes, they did not have indoor plumbing, so they would get rid of their wastewater by chucking it outside. Viderach kol odom lishpoch shovchin shelo, a person would throw away his wastewater, lachatzeru, into his yard, hasamuch lebesa, which is next to his house, shehu rishusa, which is his own rishusa, and is not a problem, v'hu gam kein rishusa yochid, and it's also rishusa yochid, and his own rishusa yochid, or he would have an eruv with other people, so it would be certainly permissible to take the wastewater from his house and throw it into his yard. But then, umotzi rishusa yochid lushusa yochid, you're allowed to go and bring things from rishusa yochid of your house into rishusa yochid of your yard. V'shieru Chazal estimated the sosayim mayim, that the amount of water that a person has each day, his wastewater, which is 2 saw, nivloyim bekarka, would get absorbed in the ground over here, shel arba amos al arba amos, in a 4 amma by 4 amma area. Again, an amma is somewhere between 1.5 and 2 feet, so we're talking about an area that's roughly 6 by 6 feet or 8 by 8 feet, somewhere in that area. The einam mitanfin hakarka shelachotzer, and this water would get absorbed, and it wouldn't make it very muddy, and it wouldn't ruin your backyard. Kivan shekate, and since these are the facts, ein makbid aleim, therefore a person would not be upset, he wouldn't be makbid over here, sheyetzu luchutz davka. If the water then flowed outside of his rishus hayochid into rishus harabim, it wouldn't bother him, he wouldn't be upset, because he would be perfectly content if it stayed inside the rishus hayochid, because it would get absorbed into the ground and wouldn't mess up his backyard. And therefore, v'yos afilu im yatsu achar kach luchutz, and therefore, when he throws the water from his house, let's say, into his backyard, if it doesn't get absorbed right away, but will continue to flow outside his backyard and into the Rishus HaRabim or to the adjacent Carmelis, lo ha'isamach shavto lekach, that wasn't his intention. And therefore, u'bishabbos bo'ina meleches machshevos, in order to be over in Isser on Shabbos, certainly on a Daraisa level, you have to intend to do what you did. Now here, he had no intention for the water to go outside his backyard. It just so happened that it did, but it doesn't bother him if it did this, because he was happy if it had stayed inside his yard. The lo have kilu motzi mishus hayoch lushus harabim. And therefore, bottom line, even though the water ultimately went from his hands, he poured it into his yard, and it flowed from his yard into lushus harabim, he had no intention of doing that. He would have been happy if it didn't do that, and therefore, we don't view this as he directly took the water from the lushus hayochid and sent it into the lushus harabim. That's if it's 4 by 4 amos. There's enough room to absorb the 2 sasayim of water that a person uses every day. But if the size of his yard over here is less than 4 amos by 4 amos, again, somewhat less than 36 square feet to somewhere like 64 square feet of space, the oz has sasayim mayim merubim, then in this situation, the 2 saw of water that he has is too large for this smaller than 4 amma by 4 amma space. It will not get absorbed there well. The eino nivloyim bakarka, it won't get absorbed into the ground. The nasa hachotze, and it will therefore cause his yard to become refesh votit, become all muddy. And he's upset about that. During the summer days, when he wants to go outside and use his yard. In the winter days, it's raining, it's going to be muddy anyway, he doesn't care. But in the summer, since he does care not to have a dirty yard over here filled with mud, it is normal for a person to be upset and to be concerned that his yard should not get muddy. And therefore, in this situation, he actually would like the water to flow out of his yard because his yard is too small to contain the two sasayim of water. It is actually his interest. He wants it. Shiazuvu misham lechutz, that the water should flow from his small yard into the adjacent Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, v'im yatzu lechutz niskayim achshavto, in this situation, his thoughts would be accomplished. In fact, the water went from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim as he wanted. And therefore, the rabbis in this situation instituted a prohibition. We have to be concerned over here that the person will intentionally do this. If unintentionally, quote, it's okay, because he poured it into the yard and he knows it's going to flow into the Rishus HaRabim, he's happy with that. He may come to actually go and throw it directly from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim, which would in fact be an Issa Daraisa. And therefore, v'lokein, tzarich lasos lechotzer guma shimach zekes sasayim. Therefore, in order for you to allow this to be done, to throw your two sasayim of water into your yard, you have to make some sort of a pit inside of it, a hole inside of it that could hold the two sasayim of water, the two saw of water. V'oz, kishayishboch lesoch etzotzer. Now, when you dump your water into your small yard, you now don't care if it goes out into Rishus HaRabim, because you're just as happy if it goes into the pit that you created in your Rishus HaYochid, in your backyard. Since the water can easily go and rest inside this pit that you created, and it won't mess up the rest of your yard, therefore, you have no intention for the water to go out to Rishus HaRabim. And in this situation, it's halachically the same as if your yard was very large, more than 4 amos by 4 amos, where you don't want it necessarily to go into Rishus HaRabim, and therefore if it does, it's not an isser. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, even in this situation, in either of these cases, if the water did go out into Rishus HaRabim, either you have a large yard, more than 4 by 4 amah, or you have a smaller than 4 by 4 amah, but you made a pit inside of it that can hold the two saw of water, lo heavy kimotzi Rishus HaYochid Rishus HaRabim. In this situation, there is no even rabbinical prohibition on the water having gone from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim. Dishu footnote number 2 adds over here, the Kain cause of Lahalin and Sivkot and Ches, we'll learn this in Yitz Hashem, maybe in later today's shir, Shemidaraisa ain't Isser Lishpoch L'chatzero. Technically, there is no Isser over here, Midaraisa, to pour the water into your yard. Af Shamayim Nishpoch and Menel Shus Rabin, even though the water is going to go into the Rishus HaRabim, on a Daraisa level, you didn't do anything. Unless you threw it in such a way that it's going to go directly because of your force from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim, then you would be chayiv. But if you just poured it into Rishus HaYochid and it could stay there or it could not stay there, then you would not be chayiv in a Daraisa fashion. It is only flowing there, so to say, because of gravity or because of the normal way that water flows, and therefore it's not your koach that's directly doing it, and therefore you would not be over in Issa Daraisa. With this long and important introduction of the Mishnah Berurah, now we can begin the Mechaber Sif Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Chotzer shepichusa me'arba amos al arba amos. If you have a yard over here that is smaller than dalet amos by dalet amos, as we just pointed out in the Mishnah Berurah, she's smucha Rishus HaRabim, and it's adjacent to Rishus HaRabim, so the water will flow from this area into Rishus HaRabim on its own. The Chavetz Chaim in the Bir Halacha Dibra Masl Chotzer shepichusa says that the water will flow underneath the walls of your yard. This yard is an enclosed yard, and the water will go underneath the walls of the yard. But if that won't occur, if the walls are actually going to prevent the water from leaving, then it would be perfectly permissible to do so, even if the yard is less than 4 by 4 amah, because there's no other place for the water to go. So we're talking here that the water will seep out from your Rishus HaYochid into Rishus HaRabim that's adjacent. So in this situation, the Mechaber says, Ein sholchim l'socha mayim b'shabbos b'mosachama. During the summer months, when you want your yard not to be all dirtied and muddied, if it's so small that it's less than 4 amah by 4 amah, and you're pouring water into it, the water you will want to go out of that yard, and therefore you're not allowed to pour it into there because it's essentially fulfilling your desires to have the water go from the Rishus HaYochid into the Rishus HaRabim. As the Mechaber himself says, Shekivan she'ein ba'arba amos, since you don't have an area 4 by 4 amos, ein sasayim mayim she'adam asui lishtamish b'chol yom royali bolabo. There is not enough space for the water to get absorbed, the normal 2 saw of water that a person uses, as we pointed out, during the daytime for his hygiene and other needs in the house. This wastewater will not be able to be absorbed in such a small area, less than 4x4 amma. Ve'avikilu shofik l'rishus harabim. And therefore, it's as if you directly poured it into the rishus harabim when you pour it into your rishus hayochid and let it seep out into the rishus harabim. The Mishnah Berurah of Cotton Bay says, la'afuki kishismuch l'karmelis. We're talking here about the adjacent rishus harabim. But if the area is an adjacent to a karmelis, we will learn this later on in the sif, in tomorrow's shir, ukelekame besof hasif. The Mechaber continues and says, therefore, if it's less than 4x4, what do you have to do? Lekach tzoris lasos guma. As we explained already in the introduction to Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber tells us you have to make some sort of a pit over here, shetehei chalolo machazekes sosayim, that could hold the two saw of water inside of it. And this way, you have no desire for it necessarily to leave your Rishus HaYachid and to go into Rishus HaRabim, because there's a place for it in your Rishus HaYachid. And therefore, if it does leave, it's not considered meleches machsheves, it's not your intention to have done so, and the rabbis didn't even institute a prohibition in this situation. The Chavetz Chaim in Bir Halacha Dibur Maskil Shetei Chalolo Machazekes Sosayim is an additional caveat from Rabbeinu Yehona's son in his parish on the Gemara, who says that the water has to be able to collect fully within this pit the two sosayim's worth before it starts to flow out. But he says Rashi holds differently. But ultimately, everybody really holds more like the Rabbeinu Yehona's son over here, including even Rashi. And he says, look in the Bar Tanura as well, who explains this clearly. Albeit, he brings down that the Yerushalmi does not agree. In any event, the Ramah adds over here, he says, Hagah, v'chol gumo shehi chatzi amma, berom shlosha chum she'amma, machazekes sosayim. The Ramah brings down from the Rambam that over here, if you want to know what is a hole that will be able to hold within it two saw worth of liquid, he says, if the hole has the dimensions of being a half an amma by a half an amma, with the depth of the hole being 3/5 of an amma, that will hold the two saw of waste liquid. The Mishnah Berurah adds over here in Sidkar and Dalit, it lav davka has to be over here that the hole is exactly these dimensions. You can make this hole have any dimensions you want. This isn't a special shear like we have a reshus that must be a certain dimension by a certain dimension. Here it's a practical fact matter. It has to be able to hold two saw of water. So if you want to make it one amma in width by a fifth of an amma in length, and the depth could be a different depth, as long as it holds two saw of water, that is the bottom line. This isn't a halachic shear, this is a practical shear over here to be able to hold two saw of water, the Mishnah Berurah says. And the Mechaber continues and he says, this halacha is true, beinim yaseno bifnim bechotzer o bechutz. You can make this hole over here totally inside the chotzer, or it can even be outside of the chotzer, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkot and Hay, hainu bitzad chotzer, right adjacent to your yard. And you can see a diagram of this in Dirshu footnote number 1, where the hole is partially inside your yard and partially it's outside your yard. This is also perfectly good. Elo, the Mechaber says, eloshim yaseno bechutz, tzorech lechasoso ben. But any part that is outside, you have to cover up with some planks, again, as you can see in the diagram in Dirshu footnote number 1. And the reasoning behind this, the Mechaber says, is kidei shetehe mekom p'tur, in order to create this hole as a mekom p'tur over here, v'yiplu hamayim miyodo l'mekom p'tur. So the water is poured from your hand into this hole over here, it will have the status of being a makom p'tur, and you can only accomplish this if the outside part is covered up with boards. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Vav gives another reason over here, brings down from the Dogel Meravava, because if you have holes in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, so the Gemara in Bava Kamma in the fifth parak discusses what the halachas are of making a hole in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, so you want to cover it up so you don't have a bor Rishus HaRabim and all the potential damages that can occur from that. Sivkot and Zayin Shetei Makom Tur, in this way it will be a Makom Tur, Daide Hakisui, because by putting the boards on top of the hole over here that's in the Rishus HaRabim, Mistalik Oso Amokum Mitash Misharabim, it no longer is able to be used by the Rabim, and it loses its status of being subordinate to the adjacent Rishus HaRabim, and it becomes a Makom Tur. And he says, Vinei Begavno Shetziya Be'agah, but the Ramah is going to tell us over here, Below Hakisui Hu Gamke Makom Tur. The Ramah says, even without the Kisui, it still has the status of a Makom Tur, because it should be arba'ah al arba'ah, because it doesn't have the status of being a separate reshus by itself, because it's not four tefachim by four tefachim. It should be arba'ah masculine over here, because it's talking about tefachim. Again, another printer's error. Therefore, it's not a separate reshus, and therefore it is a mokum tor. Unless, he says, ela penyala oso karkoyes ha'uka refesh v'tit, unless it fills up with mud and other things inside of it, waste, the apachos min shlosha tfachim bagova, and it will be less than 3 tfachim tall, now Now it becomes subordinate to the surrounding Rishus HaRabim, and it would be able to be used by the surrounding Rishus HaRabim without boards on it, and therefore it would not be a Makom Patur. So therefore, that's why you have the boards on top of it over here. So in any event, the Mechaber tells us over here that as long as you're pouring it into this pit over here, and the pit even is in part in the Rishus HaRabim, and it's covered up, there's no problem. V'yiplu amayim yodul Makom Patur, because you're throwing it now into a Makom Patur. V'kivin shi'asagum, and the Mechaber continues, yochul lishpoch bo kol ma shi'irtzeh. Since you made a pit, you're allowed to pour into it as much as you want, even more than the two saw. As the Chavetz Chaim says in the Bir Halacha Dibra Maschil, yochul lishpoch bo v'chulei, he says, haynu shemutu lishpoch b'chot. So you can throw into the chotzer whatever you want. V'afal gav be'evsho shi'yetzeh amayim mitachas kosel l'chotzer l'shus harabim. Even though the water may flow not right into the pit, but may flow outside the walls of your rishus hayochid into the rishus harabim, lo ich patlon, we don't care. But kosher kenim shpoch baguma atzma, and certainly if you pour it into the guma itself, and some flows outside into Rishus HaRabim, it's not our concern, and it's perfectly mutter. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches further explains, v'afilu nismala me'erev Shabbos, even if it's already filled up on Erev Shabbos, nevertheless, shofech l'socha, you're allowed to pour more water into it on Shabbos. Because, d'kivin d'midaraisa l'esisura, since there is no d'midaraisa over here that you can't do this, the only yisur is ki'im b'shofech l'hedra l'rishus harabim, only if you pour it directly into Rishus HaRabim, rak she'tiknu chachomim guma zeichel l'shabbos, the rabbis instituted over here that you should have a pit over here, so you should remember it's Shabbos and not Chas v'Shalom say, well, if I could pour it in over here and it's going into the Rishus HaRabim, I might pour it into the Rishus HaRabim directly. Shelo yishkach v'yashlichim lehedra l'Rishus HaRabim, as I just said. Nevertheless, v'kivan de'ika hakera, ayide asiyas guma, since you've made over here a reminder by having the pit over here, shari, it would be perfectly permissible even if the pit is already filled up on Erev Shabbos. And based upon this, the Mishnah continues, and he says, therefore, you're allowed to go and pour in whatever you want into this pit, even though the pit only holds two saw, you can pour in even more. Even though if you're pouring in four saw, two saw is all it can hold, so two saw are going to flow outside, it's not a problem. And even though, even though you're happy about it flowing outside, afilu hachi shari, it is absolutely still permissible. Because the whole thing is a rabbinical prohibition over here, and by making a pit, you have essentially nullified any need for the rabbinical prohibition, which is just that you shouldn't directly throw it into the Rishus HaRabim. So you have the pit that will remind you, and even therefore, if it does go into the Rishus HaRabim, there was no need for the rabbis to institute a prohibition over here. However, the Mechaber does say, but if the pit doesn't hold sosayim, then lo yishpoch bo klal, then you would not be allowed to go and pour anything into it over here. As the Mishnah explains in Sivkot and Tes, the Gazrina, the rabbis made exer in this situation, duma osi lishpoch sosayim, because if we lie, you throw in a little bit, let's say it can hold half of a saw. So we say, okay, I'll only pour in half of a saw. Once you pour in half of a saw, you may come in to pour in more. And that more then will go outside, because the pit only holds a half a saw, it will go outside into the sarabim. It will accomplish what you wanted, the hushir tashmish odom liyom, because the shear of two saw is how much a person has, and if we allow you to throw in a half, you'll end up throwing in the two saw, and it will go out into the sarabim with your happiness about it, and therefore the rabbis did institute in this situation a gezerah if the pit doesn't hold two saw. With that, we conclude today's shear.